Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and awesomely sexy people. Okay, well, hang on to your hats because here we go. Well, we're being asked to let go, and we're being asked to expand almost at a rate that makes us uncomfortable. And we are being asked once again to rise to the tests that we're being given so that we can move through into the next phase of this amazing consciousness and conscious creation work that we're doing. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for people who keep going, gosh, are we sure? Are we sure? Are we sure? Maybe we shouldn't. Gee, I'm not comfortable. Gosh, I'm kind of afraid. Those are all the things you're going to have to step through from here on out, guys. You've found a place that is taking us to the very edge. And so that being said, I'm going to share a lot of personal things with you about what has happened to me in the last week that created a lot of discomfort and a lot of testing in my own life. And the incredible information that's come through from that so far. Before we begin, I want to remind you that Creation Station 2 is coming up. That's the advanced training that I offer, the accredited training. It's the second week in August. I actually have people that I hire to come in who have been trained in this work to work with you so that you can personally do this work and channel with them and for them and get feedback about that. It's an amazing weekend, and you've got to respond by July 31st. If you're interested, you know you have to do Creation Station 1 first. It is online, so you can take that on training online if you're so interested, but I have to know by July 31st if you're planning on coming. We can arrange payment systems for you if you need that. We will be doing another webinar at the end of the month, a really important webinar. I'm waiting for confirmation from the person I'm wanting to do it with. So all that will be rolled out during this week. Okay, so here we go again. I often hear from all of you that when I use my own self as a teaching tool, you often get so much more out of what I'm talking about. So as you know, I'm doing this new series, and it's been a real test for me in a lot of different ways. Firstly, because the part is very difficult to get a hold of. They're not clear about it, and therefore they can't communicate that clarity to me. Secondly, because of the circumstances that the character is going through, very interesting. She feels unheard. She feels frustrated. She feels like she can't communicate. They're talking about, you know, arranging someplace else that can take care of her, so she feels abandoned. All of the major points that plug me in my own life. Now, of course, did I put that together until I started working? No, of course not. So I have felt very over-directed. And, you know, I'm used to starring in my films with directors that have total trust in me and really don't give me much direction. So this has really plugged me in. And even though I knew it was happening, Then these are the words I want you to hear. I felt like I couldn't stop it. I felt like I couldn't stop my reaction. I wanted to stop it. I didn't want to go into losing it on the set like I did. I wanted to be happy, and I felt like I couldn't control me. Now, I know I'm talking to all of you out there that go, oh my God, I know what Dee's talking about. So I also, actually, I'm being corrected, the channel wants you to know that no matter how far along you are in your expansion and your consciousness on this plane, there will always be moments of being tested. I remember the shock of talking to someone when Mother Teresa's diary was revealed and how much she questioned what she was doing and questioned her faith. So getting there isn't about always and forever and every moment walking through bliss. On this plane, getting there is being conscious that you're not, so that you can be conscious enough to begin replacing, it's replacing the highest word, yes, replacing your brain cells. Okay, so after all this went down on the set, I came home and sat down and said, okay, I'm going to write out a stream of consciousness about what I'm feeling, because I am holding the intention that I do not want to replay this pattern anymore. Now, that's said in the negative, and we know we have to say it in the positive. So what the highest word I got to was, I am holding the intention that I want to be free to live in love and joy and happiness all the time. So I wrote down, I feel like I'm not a part of everybody else. Sound familiar? I feel like I'm not being listened to, like I'm not being honored, like I'm not being appreciated. I feel controlled and unhappy and micromanaged. I go in with the intention and desire of being happy and always end up being angry and feeling separate and finding stuff wrong when I act. Never in the healing world, but in the acting world. So if I am going in with, let's say, all those things that I just mentioned were belief systems that were in place in my subconscious and in my brain synapses every time I went in. If that's the case, I have to alienate myself somehow because I can't belong. And that takes us back again to the realization that what we are creating in our lives is created within us already. And so these things have to manifest in physical form. So we either keep creating them or we find out how to create something else. So if you're listening to this show, you would not be attracted here, number one, if you didn't want the highest. Number two, if you didn't want to take responsibility for your life. And number three, if you didn't know love was the answer to everything. Because that's what this show is about. So if we alienate ourselves because we feel like we don't belong and can't belong, then we end up turning that against ourselves. And we start hating ourselves because we don't want to be that way. And yet we feel like we can't not be that way because it takes us over. So it's a part of us that we've created that's kind of, well, become separate from us in a way that it controls us before we can control ourselves. That led me to asking the questions, well, do I want to be here? Do I really want to be here? Well, I got a yes on that. Do I want to be here with the healing? Yes. Do I want to be here with the acting? No. So I wanted to know why. Now, then I asked, did I ever want to be here in freedom with the acting? And I got a huge yes, because in the beginning, that's why I loved acting so much, because it allowed me to be free. And at some point, then, well, they want me to stop and find out the point. Good grief, right here. 0 through 20, 20 through 25, 30 through 35, 30 through 35, 6, 7, around 38. Good grief. Well, that was after E.T. That was after Cujo. After my series, my first series that I did. Well, now they want me to go to a core belief. I'm doing this because it's going to serve all of you. You know, they use me, guys. I agreed to be used when I took on this work. So we're going to a core belief. This page here. One. Well, number one is I can never be God. So something around the age of 38 said, no, you can't be free. You can't have control. That's not what this is about. Or this is what this is about. Do I need any more information? So at around the age of 38, I decided, oh, in the acting, I can't be free anymore. So then I had to start setting up. See, I keep wanting to say it started during ET, but they keep correcting me. I'll have to go back in my career. Does it have something to do with my career? Well, after the series, I can't bloody remember. Oh my gosh, you guys, it was around Chris's death. That's what it was around. Okay, so my husband's death. No, it's a death period. The death of, my death of freedom. Okay. Well, so what created my death of freedom? Sheets, song, movie. Now I go to E.T. Okay, so see, that's how they talk to you to get you to be specific so you know exactly what you're talking about. So I perceive that my death of freedom came with E.T., but you see, going back to what I started out teaching you in the first place, was the core belief I can't be a part of, where is it written down? I alienate myself because I can't belong. So that was the biggest arena that I could have belonged to in my acting up to that date in my career. So it started then, but it started showing up in my 3D dimension 8 years later. Okay, so let me get back to the general thing for all of us. So it occurred to me that this is a pattern that I also share with my brothers and my father and my mom. So I said, is this genetic? But I had to get specific about what this is. And it's this belief that there has to be some kind of inner torment to be free. So I have to feel separate if I'm going to feel safe. And in order to feel separate, I have to know I don't belong. And all of this keeps me very safe. Now, I said, look, okay, all right, they're interjecting. What they want you to understand is that for eons then, I have been putting out, going back to number three on our sheets, I have been putting out to the electromagnetic field that I have to feel separate to be safe, and I know I'm never going to belong, which is the only thing that can be bounced back to me, whether in reality I'm starring in the biggest blockbuster of all time. My reality inside me has to feel like I don't belong. Whether people love me on the set and respect me and admire me, if that is running me from the inside, I can't feel that or see that, and I have to then come forward to create some kind of reality in my life where I am alienated. I want you to look in your life. It may not be this precise pattern, but where is it that you have a pattern that feels like when it comes up again, you're blindsided and you can't do anything about it? That led to, now I want you to see how synchronistically the world works. We're up at in these mountains north of Las Vegas right now. There's no TV service. So we rented the movie Contact from the office because I hadn't seen it in forever. Well, Contact is all about going further and trusting and having faith and letting go of the limitations that we have put on possibilities, and how science and spirituality and God all come together. Isn't that funny that at this point this should all come together? I had asked before we rented this, how do I interrupt this pattern? How do I interrupt this pattern so it doesn't interrupt my life and me and my creation anymore? And literally they said, you have got to interrupt the pattern of the circle. And you break the circle by breaking the circle of future lives. And you break the circle of your future lives by accepting that you're the creation of everything right now. That it's up to you. And it's interesting that this is coming up because I very rarely get scathing emails from people, but I've had several from very religious people, you know, telling me where to go that I don't know what I'm talking about. So this doesn't surprise me. It's threatening to let go of that. But like the end of Contact, the scientist who couldn't believe in God couldn't describe the amazement that she was witnessing. And didn't bring anything back, didn't bring any proof back. And so she had to say, you just have to have faith that I was there and I saw and I experienced. So we have to shift our future lives right now, today. Because the past, present, and the future all are happening at the same time. So we're shifting our future lives by accepting that I am the creation of all creation. And I'm doing that by letting go of all the rules and knowing that it's all possible. Everything is possible unto me. We have to let go of the control of thinking that we know what the rules and the regulations are, because they're saying it's imperative at this time that we know and accept all possibilities. That led to information about cancer coming in. And literally, as much as I can understand it so far, that we're so close, but we have to take the next jump to localizing the cancer cell and starving it of the oxygen. And then we have to magnetize the healthy cell to it so that the healthy cell can once again reclaim the damaged cell, redirect it, and remind it how to be healthy again. So if we take that jump, guys, and make that the energetic cell of us, we have to starve this calling negative or damaged place of ourselves. We have to starve it, call in the part of us that really knows, and tell it to reteach and restructure all of our damaged places into the healthy place of love and acceptance and the world of all possibilities that we are. So I'm asking all of you to come forward with me today to unconditionally accept that, to agree to go on this great journey, to be the great journey, to strive for the highest information, to be the channel that you are, to trust the channel that you are. I'm going out on a big limb sharing all this with you today, and I'm going out there because I totally know after 20 years that this channel is leading me and guiding me and bringing me to the truth that changes lives. That's my job, to bring the information out and to be brave enough to stand in my truth and go, yeah, I don't really know what it's about or how to do it, but I know it's the truth, and this is the beginning, and here we go. And so it is. So we're claiming I am the God which is, I am the Word, around all of this. And I thought I could go to the callers. I know this was a little bit more than we usually do, but it was really important. I am freedom. I am the God which is. I am the Word. I am freedom itself. And so it is. And now I can go to the callers. So hang on. I'm up in the mountains and it's a little tricky here. Okay, we're going to Robbie in Birmingham. Hi, honey, you're on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you very well.
Okay. I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I just had a question about my relationship. I've just recently met someone new, and I'm just wondering if it's going to go anywhere.
Well, sweetheart, this show is not a, I'm not a psychic. So I can tell you, and quite truthfully, I have to say to everybody that those of you that talk to psychics are, for the most part, extrapolating stuff that's going on in your energy field around you right now. You have to know that you are in charge of your own energy, and that energy that they are extrapolating can be changed in any moment. So right now, Robbie, they're saying no. It's not going to go anywhere until you heal something within you that will allow it to do that. Sheets. Give me a song, baby. Any song that comes into your mind.
when I found you, I found love.
Okay. So, basically, Robbie, they want you to know that you don't love yourself enough to allow this to happen. And you are looking to him to create a way so that you can love yourself. But ultimately, when we create other people so that we can love ourselves more because we feel loved by them, ultimately, that's got to peter out, and they have to become resentful of it because nobody is up to the task of rising to the task of you being able to love you because of them. So ultimately, that goes into resentment, because there's too much dependability from you on him, making him responsible for you feeling good about yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your assignment, baby. You get up every day and go, how can I love me so much that I know I deserve and attract and create a divine right other that will match the love I have for myself? Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in. It's a good reminder to everybody, including me. Many blessings.
Okay.
And I want to go to Patty because of this cancer stuff that's come up today.
Yeah,
hi, Patty.
It was really interesting because I was going to call in and ask you about an earache, and I'm having trouble with my salivary gland in my throat, and it hurts to swallow. As you were talking, it got better.
Huh.
Okay. And it's been interesting.
Now, they want you to know it wasn't directly about, okay, this is another, I got goosebumps. This is another piece of information that's coming in. It wasn't directly, you getting better, wasn't directly about what we were talking about, but it brought up the next part of what we know, and that what helped shift not the cells but the awareness, and the awareness shifts the cells. Okay. Everybody got that? Somebody take a note and email me about that, will you? I can't write while I'm in the channel. That the awareness of what we're talking about was shifting the cells, but they want to get even the awareness of something, they want to get more specific. But give me a song, Patty.
Zippity doo da.
Okay. The awareness of freedom. Because when we're experiencing freedom and feeling that we are free, we're in that joy. We're, you know, that's what zippity doo da is. My oh my, what a wonderful day. I'm just walking along and the birds are coming and the deer are coming, everybody's just coming to talk to me, I'm free. So it's the awareness of freedom. The awareness of freedom that shifts the cells. But that doesn't have anything to do with shutting off the oxygen from the damaged cells, but it has everything to do with magnetizing the healthy cells to the damaged cell. So we've got another piece of the information, and that's why they've been teaching us for a year now about how important joy and love is, because when, of course, we are in the experience of joy and love, we are in the experience of freedom. When we're in the highest experiences of joy and love, we're free. We're free from ourselves and our BS. Okay?
Yeah.
We want to magnetize right now parts of us that are freedom, joy, and love. So let's just stop and do that really consciously. I am the magnet magnetization of the joy, freedom, and love of myself. I am the God which is. I am the word around that. So it is. Okay, baby, go ahead.
There, I had a girl moved out next door, and things should have been really smooth, and they weren't. And so anyways, and after she's moved in, things are breaking. And is there any energy around that?
Like no.
The brand new, okay, because the toilet's backed up right now. The stove
the
broke.
The only energy, Patty, is your expectation. This is exactly your pattern that was like my pattern on the set. This is the part of you that you feel like you can't control. This expectation that other people are going to bring shit to your life and let you down. So that's the part of you that you have to take the oxygen and the life out of and magnetize the joy, the love, and the freedom to literally smother it and retrain it. It's the same thing. Do you understand they're giving us different perspective as restructuring our brain synapses?
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of saying that and giving us a tool to do it. But again, guys, hearing the words and doing it are two entirely different things. So you have to be conscious, you know, to go, no, I'm not going here again. I am not doing this again. What I'm doing is creating freedom for myself around this pattern. Do you understand?
Yep.
That's your intention. Okay, start seeing her as a blessing that came in that's breaking this pattern for you.
Oh, yeah, she's not the issue. It's just things are breaking around the apartment.
Yes, I know.
I bought a brand new
stove. Things are breaking
stove.
Around the apartment, Patty, because your expectation is playing out.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love you, honey.
Love you, too. Thank you.
And we're going to Miss Mika in Oakland. Hold on. The switchboard's a little slow up here. Okay. Hi, Mika. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm well. I love you. I miss you. I'm so glad I'm talking to you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
So this is a really powerful call, as per usual. You're bringing up a lot of what I was calling in about around the sense of alienation from myself, really. And as I'm creating so much new, just like a new turnover of energy for me lately, it's really apparent what I'm still holding on to and resisting.
Yes.
It's specifically for me, it's money. And just the connection to how I show up in this world in terms of my career and what I'm passionate about and what brings me joy. And specifically around the money piece, I mean, there are moments where the idea of it just sends me into a sense of, like, sheer terror, just a lot of patterned, conditioned behavior.
Okay, but what
that forward.
Mika, what they want you to know is the terror is around having it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And not having it.
Hmm.
Okay, so what I started out with in my stream of consciousness is that I feel alienated when I feel people are more important than me, and I feel alienated when I feel people are less important than me.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel alienated, and alienated is the highest word for everybody on this call, whatever you're working on, whatever's coming up for you during this call. Alienated means separate, a part of, foreign to, right? You feel alienated whether you have money or whether you don't have money, and that's a paradox, guys. So there's another piece of information for us that we're existing in a paradox of, if I let go of my BS, I will literally feel alienated to myself. But we're alienating ourselves by not letting go of the BS pattern. So now they want me to go to a core belief. Hang on. Wow. I wish I'd had this show yesterday. I would have felt a lot better. I can already feel my energy opening up. This page here, here, 40. Okay. And these are the highest words. And these are the highest words for everybody who's ever going to hear this call. I have to struggle to conquer. And they want us to finish that sentence by, I have to struggle to conquer myself. When are we going to let that go? Right now. Right now. Conquering myself. Restructuring myself. Magnetizing the highest God of me. Freedom of me, love of me to myself is happening right now in this moment. It is complete. It is easy. It is effortless. And that's who I am. From now on, I am the effortless creation of the acceptance of all that is good about me. All that is high about me, all that is magnificent and about love and about joy, I accept and love me. And therefore, I choose to never alienate myself against myself. And therefore, I am an integrated, complete whole around the magnetism of money, the magnetism of health, the magnetism of freedom, the magnetism of peace and joy in my life, the magnetism of beautiful, whole, complete relationships with myself and with divine other. I am all of this. I am the God which is, and I am the Word, and I've spoken my Word. And that's the way it is, baby cakes. Is there anything else? Okay, does that... I would like you to be present enough to whenever even a thought about money or being alienated in any way comes up, that you're conscious enough to claim, I am the whole, complete, and perfect magnetization of my highest self. Can everybody this week really try to be conscious that you come forward to be able to create that and restructure that so that we can take the oxygen in the life around these patterns that seem to be controlling us and come forward for ourselves enough to invest the oxygen in the life in the greatness of who we really know we are. Okay, Mika? I'm not getting
Absolutely.
Anything else.
Thank no, this is, I already, thank you.
Yeah, you can feel it, can't you?
Oh my gosh, I'm sitting, I feel like I've just filled myself up.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like this little seed, I'm not like this little seed rattling around inside this physical form. I feel like I've actually energetically filled myself up.
Yeah, and we want to keep recreating that state until we just live as that state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
And they're saying, D, remind them, it's already done. We've helped them accept the help, guys. Accept the help of all the energy that's out there. Angels, guides, God, divine love, the great force, all of it. Accept the help. They are intervening because we have given them permission to do so. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Much love to you. And we're going to Miss Deka. My gosh, honey, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good now that I'm on this call. It just seems to be, it's like you wrote the book of my life here.
well, they have a tendency to do that, don't they?
Yeah, Yeah, it's always like that. I need to go out this week and get another agent. I'm concentrating this week on a workshop for a commercial agent, and this time I have written down all the qualities that I want in these agents, and I also need to address this issue of getting weekend work that I'm compatible with and joining an extras management and having it all dovetail so that I'm creating money to come in that's going to supplement what I've got coming in as I go on with my career. And I want to
okay,
do this.
Okay, Deka.
Yeah?
Hold on. Because my pendulum went to no the whole time you were talking until you got to money. So money is the key issue, interestingly enough, after Mika's call. Money is the key issue that we have to resolve here today
okay.
for the other things to come into play. And money, they want you to know, has always been the part of you that's alienated you, against the world. So there's three things they want to give you about money. Now, everybody, stay awake and listen, because you know if it's hers, it's yours, and it's mine. Sheets, book, give me a song, Deka.
Up, up, and away.
Okay. You don't believe you can release all your money problems and just fly. You don't believe that can happen because you've never allowed it to happen because you believe that it can't. Again, are you ready to step over into the possibility that you never, ever have another money problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's number one, guys. So we are all claiming around whatever is coming up for you or whatever that pattern is in your life where you have alienated yourself. I know it's possible to release that right now and let it float away. Okay, number two, we're going back to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. This page here, 24, 25. When I am connected to the I am not safe. So when I'm connected to myself, when I'm connected to the part of me that knows, when I am connected to the highest truth, when I am connected to I am the creation of all creation, I'm not safe. And they're saying to us, this is decades and lifetimes and eons of old training, and what they want you to know is that you will never be truly safe and know that you are safe in your own creation until you accept that the only time you are safe is when you are connected to your own I am presence, your own God presence, your own highest self, your own limitless possibilities. Are we all ready, willing, and able to claim that I am all the possibilities of me, which is all the possibilities of God, and I am safe? No, they want to scratch that. And I am free in the creation process when I accept that. So ask yourself if you are, and if you are, say yes. I am the God which is. I am the word that is spoken. Okay, that was number two. Number three, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, baby.
up in the air.
Up in the air. Okay. Well, again, see, it's all about the possibilities and the freedom of getting out of, you know, the little man was so gruff and so broken from his life and what he expected his life would be. And now they want to give us a core belief around being free and flying up into all possibilities. Is that okay? This page again here. Here. 40. Dang. It's back to the same thing. I have to struggle to conquer. Okay. Can we know that we're just free to fly? We're free right now in this moment. Free to fly up into all possibilities because we are all possibilities. So we're choosing to be free and flying into all the possibilities of us around money, around relationships, around being happy in our chosen fields, about being happy, about being here in embodiment in life. So we are claiming that, we're accepting that, we're knowing that, we're knowing we are that, we're allowing all the possibilities of that. I am the God which is, I am the Word. They're saying everything else will, they just corrected me. Everything else has fallen into place with you, Deka. Your job is just to hold on to knowing everything that we did here today, and you will have to re-listen to this call. They want you to re-listen to the call so that you can hear it objectively instead of in the moment because it was a little overwhelming energetically for you. Do you understand?
Well, I feel it in my body. I mean, my body is tingling, and it also feels nervous. And I was kind of planning on doing that, like, in a couple of hours.
Yeah, so good. So they're confirming that you absolutely were right on.
Is that for all of us, too?
I get a yes.
Okay.
Yes. Will everybody need to listen to the call again? No. But if you even have an inkling that you're supposed to, then you better follow up on that. I find that all the time. Such extraordinary information comes in on these calls that oftentimes I have to go back and go, it's already done. No, it's done. But I just want to understand it intellectually so I can track the work. Thank you. So great to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, Dee. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're going to Cindy in Maine. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
You're on. Hi.
Hi. Oh, first I have to say thank you so much. You are so dear, and thank you so much for sharing your walk with us because it really it honors us and it loves us, and thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you for that.
Yes, it really, I just finished listening to Restructuring the Brain, the Childhood Brain, and it really, what you were saying at the beginning of the call, I was like, well, this is that all over again, which I'm still trying to assimilate, so maybe a lot of my issue is answered, I just haven't a chance to digest it yet. There is the
No. Okay, Cindy, what the issue is exactly what they're getting us to do today is you not thinking it's possible for you.
Yes.
It's not possible for me to do it. It's not possible for me to understand it. And they're going, guys, you know, you really don't have to understand it. Your job is to trust it and say yes. And again, it's not giving up our responsibility in the part of conscious creation, but it is allowing other energy to come in and work with us
to create it in the highest way possible with, and it cannot do that without our clear intention and direction and allowing. So they're saying now, Cindy, just allow the understanding and the implementation of all the information, just to allow it to take place in your life, because it already is. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to make sure that I had made the statements, own them, are them, instead of just believing that I did. Does that make sense?
Don't you understand it's the same thing? If you believe you have, then you have, unless you go back and question that believing isn't doing. It's a great question and an awesome answer. Did you understand it?
Yeah.
Sometimes, Cindy, I will state a question and I'll get a yes, and part of me will go, really? I better ask it again, and then it'll go to no.
Yep.
And then I'll go, okay, now wait a minute. If I structure it, and they go, don't you understand, as soon as you go out of the belief, then the belief goes to no. So I believe, I don't believe, I believe, I don't believe, I believe, I don't believe. And that's why we make money for a while, and then it falls away. And our relationships work for a while, and then they don't. Or the pattern of people coming in and messing up our lives goes away, and then other people come in, and we perceive it as messing up our lives, because we go, I believe, I don't believe, I'm still going to test it. So go ahead.
Yeah, there's still that childhood brain stepping in and saying, yeah, this is what you believe, even though I know better.
Yeah, so that, you can call it the alter. You can call it the false ego, right? The alter ego, the part of you, the devil on your shoulder, whatever you. It's the part of you that's not in agreement with your highest self.
So it's simply being conscious and saying,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, and they want you to give me a song.
The first day?
Okay. This is the first day of the rest of your life, Cindy. Say yes to it. Just say yes to it all. Yes, I'm free. Yes, I know. Yes, I understand. Yes, I'm magnificent. Yes, I am love incarnate. And yes, the whole freaking world is coming forward to create my good with me.
Yes.
And I allow it. And I am all possibility of everything. This is the first day of creating our new brain. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, darling.
Awesome.
Okay. Yes, you guys are. It just blows my mind, these shows. Now, it's 9:56, so I'm going to have to close. I see Jeannie's on here, and I got her message and information. If we could all come forward on behalf of Gaia and Mother Earth, claim and direct and know on behalf of Mother Earth that she is perfectly capable of creating her own balance and her own self-love and her own equalization, and that we support her in that by creating that within ourselves. And so we direct the weather patterns to hold the balance and to, hold on, the information's coming in, hold on. And to be equally, those are the highest words, equally distributed across the planet. And those are our words and our direction, and we stand with Gaia on behalf of that. My God, what a show. You guys, what a community we have created here. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Look for the upcoming webinar. I so love you guys. Just know this love, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.